Guten Abend. You are listening to Pandora's Box on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia.
Hey guys, we're coming in live from Bergheim. Yes, they let us in. Yes, we are your hosts for the hour, Lisa
and Layla.
Let me turn this.
Let's find a quieter corner.
Okay, so for today's myth, we are going to be talking about Krampus, which is a Central European Christmas legend. It is believed to have originated in Germany, but like most of Central Europe believe in it, have celebrated festivals related to Krampus. And as always, if you have a story or a myth or a legend that you would like covered, let us know. Yeah. So let's talk about Krampus a little bit. Layla, do you want to
let us know? Yeah, so from what I know about Krampus, he's basically like Santa's little elf, but not a little elf.
No, they're twins.
Yeah, like Santa's twin, but like evil twin. Oh, wait, evil twin is literally a thing. Yeah, Santa's evil twin. But, and you can tell that he's like the evil twin because like Santa's like government name is like Saint Nicholas.
Like normal.
Yeah, like normal, just like a regular name. Bro, they named the other guy Krampus.
Which literally comes from the German word Krampen, which means claw. Like they named this man Claw.
Yeah.
The other one got to be a saint and he had to be called Claw.
This kind of like in Lion King when they named like Mufasa and then they named the other dude Scar. Like you thought like, okay, he wasn't going to be a villain. But anyways, and you know, you don't even know the thing about Krampus is like, sure, like we're going to talk about his like villain story, but we don't really know like his villain origin story, like if he ever chose this path for himself or anything like that. But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, so let's get started on the story. So, where does it originate?
So, okay, if we really want to get back into the lore, Krampus actually begins with like pre-Germanic pagan traditions where like the figure of Krampus is the son of a Nordic god of the underworld called Hel. And that's like honestly the only like pre-villain arc like knowledge there really is about him. Like he was just this guy's son. And also, like, in pagan times, like, pre-Germanic paganism, Krampus as a figure was, like, very significant for winter solstice rituals, which kind of is why, like, over time, he became associated with
Christmas and Christianity, and, therefore.
Because it's, like, around the same time.
Interesting.
Yes. So, yeah, when we're thinking about, like, over time, like, in Central Europe, this, like, shift from paganism to Christianity, yeah, he started to become associated with Santa, who, in, like, the 17th century-ish, people, streets were saying, the Catholic Church, I guess, not even the Catholic Church, just streets, I guess. We don't know who.
Somebody came up with this, and it just took a lot of traction or something.
Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus, can't punish the bad children because he's a saint and he's not like, it's not saintly behavior to be punishing people. So he needed like a helper to punish the naughty children, and they decided, well, let's just take Krampus and make him do it.
And you know what's crazy is that they made Krampus like, they made him go down that same chimney too.
Yeah.
That's
he literally
really
did all
up.
The work. He did all the same work.
As Santa.
And he got none, like, and what he was if just he sent wanted to like, deliver give,
yeah.
gifts?
Because yeah, maybe he really wanted to, like, be like Santa, you know, wanted to deliver the gifts, like, do all that.
And maybe he wanted to be good.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, they just hand, like, I don't know, the powers that be just hand him, like, lumps of coal, and they're like, you're going to distribute these.
And
I would be pissed off.
They gave him this role, and then they literally tried to ban him from it, too. Like, what was the point? Because the Catholic Church tried so hard to ban him from, like, existence, like, popular
like,
thought, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Because he resembled the devil. Okay, then why did y'all pick him?
That's true. That's kind of crazy.
Like, what was, I don't know, some confusion. Something's missing in this story. I don't know.
And then I think later he gets banned again, right? But, like, we're going to get into that when the time comes. But that's a little easier.
So, yeah, basically, after these roles were established, they were hired on Krampusnacht. which is Krampus Night. Yeah. Which is December 5th. Krampus and St. Nicholas head out together. They literally do this the whole night together because they're best friends. And they set out on their little adventure. St. Nicholas gives the good children presents, and Krampus beats them with sticks or branches. Or sometimes he decides that this kid is going to get taken with him to hell to be eaten or drowned.
That's, like, I mean, he has range, I guess.
Yeah, and I would just feel really bad if, like, how does he pick? Like, does he pick at random? Is it how bad the kid was? Like, who's just getting, like, literally a slap on the wrist versus, like, death penalty, basically?
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, there's a quote that I wanted to read by someone by the name of Seggers, who told the Smithsonian that Krampus is the yin to St. Nick's yang, which I actually think really well encompasses this, like, little evil twin thing,
like,
they've got going on.
That they have.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a little bit, like, a side note. But, yeah, so on December 6th, which is St. Nicholas's Day, notice how the night is Krampus Night, but the day is St. Nicholas Day. Again, he gets all the credit. Like, what is happening? But on December 6th in the morning, the children wake up to either be so excited and open their gifts or nurse their injuries. But again, my question is, so, like, some of these kids literally wake up and it's like, oh, okay, I got hit by a stick last night. And again, how did they not wake up?
I mean, like, I think back then, like, just the sleeps were a bit deeper.
Yeah. No TikTok. Yeah.
But you know what?
Before bed.
And then, like, some of them, like, don't even wake up at all because they literally got eaten in the night.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Really,
like,
devastating.
Are we going to forget about
and
them? They don't even get to see St.
Nick's
Day.
Now that you mention it, I think when I was walking around, you know, on December 6th, I saw a couple less children than I normally do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait.
I actually don't even know if I left the house that day.
Is anyone going to do anything about
this?
No,
I did.
Like,
okay.
Guys.
Yeah, and I definitely
this
noticed.
This can't keep happening.
Yeah. I wrote it in my
notes. Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, yes. Now you might be wondering, what's happening in the present day with Krampus? Like, what's he up to still? Like, it's been, like, 400 years. Like,
right,
what is he still doing?
Contemporary times.
Yeah. As Layla mentioned earlier, Krampus was banned a second time in a very interesting period in European history, the early to mid-20th century.
Was that an interesting time in European history?
Mm.
Did something happen?
I hate to break it to you,
yeah,
but,
right.
But some things did happen.
Yeah, so in the aftermath of the 1932 elections, which took place in Austria, among probably other countries that had 1932 elections, but we're talking about Austria this time, the Krampus tradition was actually, like, banned by the regime because of, like, fascism and the Christian Social Party. I actually have, like, a side note on this because, like, when we were doing a little bit of research on Krampus, I, like, read somewhere, right, that he does a lot of, like, you know, he conducts his affairs with a stick, right? And somewhere it said, like, a bundle of birch sticks, which we'll get into that birch part a bit later, but a bundle of sticks is, like, literally, like, I just feel like that's so ironic of fascism to have banned something that's, like, a bundle of sticks. Because I remember, like, my fun fact for, like, years of social studies classes was, like, that, like, the etymology of fascism is from, like, the Roman, like, word for that axe that was, like, a bundle of sticks.
Mm.
And so I just think it's funny when you connect those dots.
That is, wow. That's
right?
Really good work on
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And so I was, like, me being, like, a little nerd, I would, like, raise my hand in class and be like, did you know that the origin of fascism was, like, a bundle of sticks that was actually an axe in, like, the Roman Empire? And nobody would care, obviously. And,
wow.
Yeah.
That's actually
here
really
I
interesting.
Am now,
everything,
right?
Everything is connected, and that's the circle of life.
But, like, being, like, annoying like that, like, didn't get me any Krampus treatment. Like, I was safe from
good.
Krampus.
Good.
So.
I saw you on December 6th. You were walking
yeah.
around.
That's what I'm saying. I was fine on December 6th.
But yeah, basically because Austria was not the only place where this happened. A lot of other governments around Central Europe decided that Krampus was going to be banned because, like, in Austria, the Christian Social Party also had a lot of influence on the banning of Krampus.
But and he was just, like, a bad influence? Like, they just didn't like him because
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, they just, like, were like, no, he's not. Yeah, so towards the late 20th century, basically, people in, like, Austria, Hungary, Czechia, Slovenia, and Germany started taking, like, reclaiming Krampus and partaking in this thing called Krampuslauf, which is, like, Krampus runs, which are basically just a festival where they will dress up in Krampus costumes, drink, and run around the streets chasing people, like, just acting like Krampus. And this is a means of preserving their cultural heritage around Christmas time. Yeah, they're just, like, reclaiming Krampus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess on that note, I think something else that sort of, like, is a contemporary adaptation of Krampus to us, at least, is our first song of the day, of the night, of Krampus night, which is Oblivion by Grimes. And, you know, now that I'm looking at the cover art for it, doesn't that little, like, demon on the cover art kind of look like Krampus?
Krampus, is that you?
Yeah, because I'm seeing a little bit of a resemblance.
I didn't know he was modeling.
That's literally Krampus.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like other things, but just enjoy this. Yeah, just enjoy this.
Now AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Welcome back to Pandora's Box on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And that was Oblivion by Grimes.
So we did want to briefly talk about Krampus's international impact because he's literally become like a worldwide superstar in recent years.
Right, his filmography.
Yeah, he made it big. He made it to Hollywood and
he immediately was, like, flopped out of Hollywood. The commercial success of Krampus, the film series, was actually not... I think... How many movies did they
make? I literally think it's just one.
No, I swear it was a film series. I'm going to find it.
Really?
Okay, so there's one Krampus in 2015 with Adam Scott and literally probably no one else famous.
Cute.
Nope. No, okay, see, 2016 Krampus Unleashed...
Right.
Krampus, another 2015 movie, Krampus the Devil.
Oh.
There's a lot.
Wow, and I can't believe
Krampus,
he's being...
The Return.
He's being misrepresented like this in the American media. I feel bad.
I'm seeing, like, five Krampus stories, and they, like, or, not stories, films.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually... That's actually really
surprising. And I've seen none of them.
Mother Krampus, 12 Deaths of Christmas. What?
What?
Who is making these, guys? I did not know about this. It's not even... It doesn't have anything to do with Krampus. It's some lady named Frau Perkta. Witch. Yes, sorry. The witch that comes on 12 Days of Christmas to steal children away by night. And what was happening on Christmas night where children were being stolen away so often and, like, beaten with sticks?
Who do we talk to about this?
This is like when... Do you remember during, like, COVID when there was a bunch of, like, think pieces about, and, like, conspiracy theorists who were, like, convinced that, like, Wayfair was, like, abducting children and, like, naming that, like, the furniture?
Yeah, it was, like, the Jessica wardrobe.
Yeah, and they're, like, just some child named Jessica. Yeah, they're, like, this is literally a child in this wardrobe. And it's, like, the child was not in the wardrobe. It was because of, like, the price matching algorithm, like literally doing dead internet, like, feedback loop.
Right, right.
None of those words made sense, but... You know,
it's a thing. Just, like, took me back. Like, I literally feel like you just, like, sent me on time
back to 2020-something.
But, yeah, Krampus had, like, his moment in America. I also read that they were doing, like, the Krampus run in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, he had his brief little run in America, but now I guess he's back in Europe. Yeah.
Oh, like they ran for Krampus?
For Congress?
No, to, like...
They ran for Congress. Krampus ran for Congress in America. That's what he was doing there.
I meant, like, they, like, ran for his, like, I don't know, like, for his rights to, like, self-determination.
Oh, let the Krampus vote.
Yes.
And let the dogs vote.
Okay, that's enough. You've been saying that all week, and I don't understand it.
Just let them vote.
But, like, vote on what?
Whatever they want.
But how do you know what they want?
Well, if they can vote. Anyways...
Yeah, anyways.
I wanted to also bring up something that is, in my research, extremely documented about Krampus is his outfits. Namely, his accessorizing. Because he actually might be the king of accessorizing. Like, they're talking about, oh, Krampus is evil, Krampus is the devil. Give him his real title, king of accessorizing, because let me read out this quote on how he apparently is showing up fitted for Krampus Nacht. He carries chains, which are thought to symbolize the binding of the devil by the Christian church. He thrashes the chains for dramatic effect. Diva. The chains are sometimes accompanied with bells of various sizes.
Okay, he's playing with textures, with sounds, exactly. Timbre.
Like, it's literally, the outfit is a performance for him. He will also carry a bundle of birch branches, which he occasionally swats children with.
And that's called, what's it called? Practicality, right?
Because
he's like, it's kind of workwear. Functional workwear, if you think about it. And also, like, I think it just shows a lot of intentionality that Krampus is, like, choosing, like, birch branches. Like, what makes birch, like, the tree of choice? And it's, like, birch is low-key, like, a really, like, fitted-up tree. Like, the bark is, like, colorful.
Beautiful.
And that's just OG a quick aside, because I had some things to say about trees, right? And also, that's kind of, like, what's it, like, you know, eco-fashion and stuff like that?
Yeah, we were literally talking about this, like, a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, but anyways, I was, like, thinking about, like, trees, right, and like rings, and this one time, like, I was in a library and there was like this really really big book, like, sometimes you know those books that are like a meter big and it's just like thousands of pages long and it's like probably like newspapers or something, but they were like bent from literally like being so large and stuff, and if you like looked at them like from the side of the shelf, like, you could see that like the papers had all like bent together like in a circle. And it, like, looked like when the tree was, like, probably cut open. And I was just like, wow, that is so the cycle of life. Because it's,
beautiful.
Like, you know, the tree was turned into the book, which is eventually reverting to its original form of being a tree with rings. And that's what I think is really interesting. Birch.
I also was thinking that birch is super intentional because he's literally paying homage to his homeland. I don't actually know if it does, but maybe birch trees grow
maybe
in Central Europe.
Maybe he had a birch
Europe,
tree in his backyard when he was growing up.
Literally, like, again,
you don't know.
No one
like,
is
you
thinking
don't...
about these things, and he's so misunderstood.
Yeah, like, when he swats children, he could literally just be stretching.
Oh my god, literally.
Actually, we're turning into, like, Krampus defending like, apologists
sorry.
Right now. We actually don't know enough about this guy to, like, to be defending him.
What we do know, though, is that on... Well, here they're saying Christmas Eve, but I'm confused. Like, Krampus Nacht... Christmas Eve, like,
maybe
those
it's
are
like
20 days
apart. Like, calendars.
Who even knows?
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe that's, like, him when he's in America. But he travels with a sack or basket strapped to his back, which is used to cart off the children that he takes back to hell with him.
It also says to cart off evil children for drowning, eating, or transport to hell. And that's so crazy to, like, just be like, nah, this is an evil child. I'm going to drown
This
in.
One's going back with me. Get
like,
in the cart.
But that's also crazy because it's like, how does he decide, like, what
Again,
punishment?
Yeah, I wanna
like,
know
does
his
he
metric.
Spin the wheel and just, like, this one's getting drowned, this one's getting taken back?
Or is it, like, in the North Pole, like, they predetermine, like, who's, like, bad and who's evil?
Yeah. So basically what we're saying is that Krampus literally, like, he has goat horns, too, on his head, right?
Yeah, he's, like, half goat, half demon.
Okay, so he's literally the big-headed Krampus with a trench coat putting up to the top, which, let's get into that real
I'm
going
to read this. Okay, for those who don't know, Lily Rose Depp, right, Johnny Depp's daughter, she's, like, an actress, is dating, like, rapper and singer 070 Shake. And there's this photo, it's like a screenshot of someone's Instagram story that was posted on, well, Instagram, of someone like meeting them. And then they had some things to say, though. Their experience meeting them was very unfortunate, similar to how people's experience meeting Krampus usually is. So I'm going to read it out. I am going to bleep some parts of it out, just, you know, for...
I'll go bleep.
Okay, yeah. We approached them with nothing but respect. 070 was sweet and willing. The big-headed on the right had the craziest attitude,
sorry,
and she
guys.
Grasping onto Shake like someone was trying to snatch her. Girl, relax. And
bleep.
You're not even fitted. Like, you know your new show just came out. You're trending. Your dad was just in court. Don't walk around Soho looking crazy. Trench coat button to the top and these ballerina
bleep
slippers. What is going on? I don't know. Was she
bleep
out or what?
And I just think that, like, that's low-key, like, the children's experience when they meet Santa. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's like, okay, well, when they meet Santa in those, like, animated movies, they're always, like, so happy to meet Santa. They're like, oh my god, Santa, you're great. And then, like, if they were to meet Krampus...
Krampus would probably be fitted up with a crazy outfit walking around Soho, trench coat button to the top.
You think Krampus walks around Soho with a trench coat button up to the top?
Yes.
Okay.
I literally think I've seen it.
Do you think he wears Margiela's? Because in that photo, Lily Rose Depp was wearing Margiela's.
Yeah,
flats.
The ballerina.
And
slippers.
I just think, and again, the goat shoes, because they were literally called goat shoes for like years.
Krampus is everywhere.
Which is crazy because they're really carpenter shoes if we really think about it. But dead serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lily Rose Depp and Christmas, though, she is in a new movie coming out on Christmas Day this year that we're very excited to see. Nosferatu.
Oh, vampires.
Yes. Yeah. Another very misunderstood creature.
You think vampires are misunderstood? Okay, yeah. You know, maybe. I can see that. Because in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, those vampires were definitely misunderstood.
They were very
Some of them were not. Some of them were just straight up sickening. Like, crazy.
But others?
And so, like, just irritating. Like, always in the way. Always, like, causing shenanigans. But
ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Actually, not even just another misunderstood creature, another central-ish European, because I took Anth 206, which is Vampires and Zombies, and I learned that Vlad Tempish, the, like, OG...
Is that Vlad the Impaler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The OG Dracula is Hungarian, not Romanian.
And okay, well...
Krampus also haunted
For personal
Hungary.
Reasons, I'm going to ignore that it's Hungarian.
Yeah. Don't worry.
I have no skin in the game.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
yeah, so I think let's move on to our second song, which is going back to, like, you know, like...
Right, this theme of, like, I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you, like, I'm going to snatch you.
Yeah.
We have a Brazilian song, I Seu Te Pego, by... Well, I don't know.
Oh, Michel Tello.
Yeah, Michel Tello. Do you have anything else to say about her?
Yeah, he's gonna get you.
Michel Tello?
Sorry, Krampus.
Or Krampus, okay.
If you're bad. Yeah. If you're good, you won't get
I God. Wonder if Krampus goes to Brazil ever. Krampus, come to Brazil! We love you!
You know, like, it's kind of the other... Do you know what I mean? Like, the hemispheres...
Oh, true,
like,
true.
So the summer and the winter.
So he's employed. That's a summer
internship.
He's employed,
yeah, that's a summer internship. He goes to Brazil and, like, South Africa.
Amazing.
So.
Okay.
Awesome.
With that, here is I Seu Te Pego.
Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, ai. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, hein? Sábado na balada, a galera começou a dançar e passou a menina mais linda. Tomei coragem e comecei a falar. Como é que é, vai? Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego. Deba! Sábado na balada, a galera começou a dançar e passou a menina mais linda. Tomei coragem e comecei a falar. Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, hein? Eu quero ouvir só vocês agora. Nossa. Ai, se eu te pego. Delícia, delícia. sequência, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, hein? Que delícia, hein? Ai, se eu te pego.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be swimming, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild.
Welcome back to Pandora's Box on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And that was I Se O Chi Pego by Michelle Tello. And keeping with the theme of the Southern Hemisphere, as Layla mentioned, Brazil and also South Africa, our next song is Push to Start by Tyla from her newly released self-titled album Tyla Deluxe. It's one of the three new songs off there and one of our favorites for sure.
Separation, need no conversation, nah, nah, nah. On everything, it's automatic, going zero to a high, nah, nah. Right, and wishing the wheels would fall off. Time is ticking, it's ticking, you're too long. Right before I decide to go.
Such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Pandora's Box on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And that was Push to Start by Tyla. We were thinking about Christmas movies, right? My favorite Christmas movie, even though it's not even like a full-length movie, is A Charlie Brown Christmas. And what are the characters of A Charlie Brown Christmas? Children.
Oh, the target audience for Krampus.
Yeah.
And you know what? I just looked up A Charlie Brown Christmas right now. Like, I really love the movie, but I just, like, you know, forgot some of the names of the children. Mm-hmm. Right?
Of course.
I didn't know it was released in 1965.
Yeah.
I thought really it was, old. Like, from the 80s or something. I don't know. But my I remember my dad, like, and I, like, we watched that every Christmas-ish. But, yeah, I definitely think... I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to Pigpen. Like, the dude with, like, the flies all around him. I feel like cramp. Off. I feel like cramp. Like, nothing bad. Like, nothing bad. But he might, like, dunk him in water a bit and just, like, wash
Try
it
to
off.
Wash him.
Yeah. Like, he wouldn't drown him. He'd just, like, do a little, like, do a little wash. Because I don't think Krampus is evil. I just think that he's...
Here go the Krampus defenders again.
Okay. As if you weren't on that train,
no,
like,
saying, like,
2 minutes ago.
We're literally going to get
I hope Krampus... Like, I remember I used to be so annoyed by, like, Lucy when I was younger.
Yeah, Lucy, like, I would
so
tell Krampus
bossy,
to get her.
Bro. I would literally, I think, like, best soundtrack, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think Schroeder, like, the kid that plays the piano, 100%
safe.
Is getting... Yeah,
safe from
safe
Krampus.
Safe zone. Krampus is not even thinking about him. He's not even going down the chimney.
Yeah. He's not even looking down the chimney.
Yeah.
He's
like next
safe.
House.
You're absolutely like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love... Snoopy's probably safe too. Like, does that even count?
Count, yeah. I feel like Snoopy is Krampus. Like, Snoopy would like
oh, like
do
he
some
would dress
whacking.
Up as him and freak them all out.
Because Snoopy's a little mischievous.
That's true. I feel like Snoopy
would
got
a little, like, you know, shenanigans on him. Yeah.
True.
I remember also, I watch a lot of, what's it called? The Mr. Bean Christmas. I feel like maybe, like, Mr. Bean might have been, like, a former, like, Krampus hit or something, and that's why he's the way he is.
He, like, had to
nurse
his wounds
exactly.
on December 6th while everyone else was opening.
Opening gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know. I love Mr. Bean Christmas, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it always, like, reminds me, even though I remember, like, complaining about having to watch, like, those movies every year sometimes, of, like, just a very, like, traditional Christmas, you know? Like, opening presents with family and, like, decorating the tree and stuff. Mm-hmm. The elf on the shelf, you know? This is, like, a little small, like, personal anecdote. I remember when I was, like, 6 years old or something, I was, like, the oldest out of, like, my cousins at a Christmas gathering, and, like, you know, at that point, for whatever reason, I was on some, like, conspiracy theorist stuff about Santa's not real, right?
Why would you even think that?
I don't know. You know, kids believe crazy stuff.
That's ridiculous, Layla. I don't even know why you would think that.
I've obviously
Santa's
changed.
Santa's the realest person I know. I met him once.
What, like, at a mall?
No. He was at my house.
He was literally at Metro Town, probably.
Out. No, we were hanging out.
Okay. I don't even know what you guys would, like, talk about. But, yeah, like, basically, I was just, like, on something about, like, oh, Santa's not real. And, like, my whole family was like, you cannot tell your little cousins, like, anything, like, about, like, this Santa's not real
because
business.
Because lying is bad, and Krampus would probably get
you. Yeah, they were
for
probably, in retrospect, they were probably just, like, watching out for me for, like, Krampus and stuff.
Literally.
But I remember just being, like, so annoyed, and I was like, I really want to, like, drop, like, this, like, knowledge that I have right now. And then, so obviously because I didn't think Santa was real, I didn't think Elf on the Shelf was real either.
Oh, wow.
But then by the end of the week of, like, Christmas, I started getting, like, a little bit freaked out because I was, like, all, like, the adults are telling me that they're not moving this elf on the shelf, but, like, every day I wake up and it's in a new place on the shelf, and I'm like, this is, like, anyone else kind of finding this a little scary? Like, yeah, so my Elf on the Shelf was, like, a little bit, like...
That's really silly.
Just scary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
Also, thinking about Christmas, I know, like, inherently none of them are, like, Christmas movies, but I always think of, like, Harry Potter as, like, Christmas-y movies. Like, especially fourth one and the first one.
What about the third one?
The
is
third
that
one?
Is that a bit of a Halloween movie, actually?
That one, yeah, it's,
yeah,
like, more Halloween. Because, like, the first one is, like, where, like, they have their, like, little Christmas, like, sweater exchange, like, Merry Christmas, Harry.
Yeah.
Say back.
Merry Christmas, Ron.
I don't think that's what Harry sounded like at all.
How would you know?
I watched the movie.
Yeah, but
yes, I was there. I watched the movie.
Okay.
And then in the fourth one where they have, like, the Yule ball, like, that is, like, so Christmas.
And,
like,
Hermione's dress. I wish we had a Yule ball.
I also,
that would be
like,
so
Yule
nice.
Ball, beautiful.
If
gorgeous.
Anyone who, like, does events and stuff for, like, UBC is listening, please throw a Yule ball.
Exactly.
Please do it.
But
make it nice. Like, a really nice Yule ball. I'll pay
deliver.
Money.
Put that budget to use, because I know it exists.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's what the tuition raises should be going towards.
Yeah. Yule ball.
Yule ball.
But yeah, I was going to say, you know, while we were thinking about, like, what Charlie Brown Christmas characters would get got by Krampus, who in Harry Potter do we think? Because there's a lot.
Oh, my God. The twins immediately.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, for, like, being mischievous.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
Sorry,
that the,
I was, like,
I forgot
thinking,
that, I
was
forgot
like,
evil
oh my God.
Children. No, like the entire, what's it, like, Slytherin house.
Wow, Layla, way to profile the whole
Yeah, I'm
house.
Profiling it. Loud and proud.
I think that Seamus actually would have gotten got by Krampus for being mean.
I don't remember that.
That's
guy
the
at
one
all.
That he's like in the. He's like
Scottish.
He's
really like sassy and like.
Yeah, and then he's like after something happens after I think like after the fourth movie or something.
Yeah.
When they're like in the press, like they're putting like rumors out about Harry. He's like, well, my mom said that like you're the killer and like I can't be friends with you anymore.
You're
like
he
like openly and publicly like in the common room just like
he was just being
condemns
off.
Harry. Yeah, and he's like, well, you're evil, so
literally
I can't be friends
no
with you anymore.
Reason.
And then everyone's like, what is going on?
Yeah,
I literally think he would be gotten by
you know who
Krampus.
I know 100% would get got by Krampus? Literally J.K. Rowling. Like,
yeah.
At her big age, too. Like, Krampus would be like, I'll make an exception. Because,
literally.
And you know what? I think Krampus is the one, like, probably putting, like, the black mold in, like, the back of her closet or something. Apparently, like,
right,
she's,
right.
like, there's, like, people are noticing from her, like, live streams or whatever.
Oh, my God.
That, like,
is
there's,
that,
like, black. No, I'm dead serious. That there's, like, black mold
okay,
growing
first
from
of
her.
All... I can't believe she live streamed.
I don't know if it's a live stream.
I feel like
stream.
Everyone is doing that
I think
now.
It's just, like photos from her house or whatever, from, oh. like, her, you know, like, turf interviews, and it's just, like...
Oh, my God. Also, Harry's, like, cousin. I forget his name. But, like, the, like, muggle one.
Yeah, I forget
one.
His name.
It, like, starts with, like... Sorry. I'm
Let's
gonna
look
it up
Can
now,
we please look it up?
It's, like, gonna bother me. Dudley. I'm sorry. Dudley
that's,
would get
that's another
by
thing
Krampus.
Though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, whoever came up with that name was really on the same like
JK
same
Rowling.
Thi- yeah, I was sorry.
Rowling.
Yeah, sorry. Like, was on the same thing that like whoever came up with Krampus's name, you know?
Yeah.
Like
they're
Harry,
meant to be.
Nick, like just like some regular boring old name and then like Krampus and Dudley. You're setting them up. You're
Literally.
Actually setting them up.
I'm like trying to think who else was like in Harry Potter, like a funny character.
Yeah,
you know who I feel like probably got by Krampus as a kid?
Yeah.
What's the divination
oh,
professor?
Oh, the tarot
what is her
reading.
Name? Yeah,
Sybil,
what's her name?
Sybil
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably got by him as a kid, and that's why she's a little bit... A
little bit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see
but
it.
But maybe... No, and maybe when Krampus got her, though, she was like... She managed to, like, have, like, a breakthrough, and, like, she's like, Krampus... Give me powers. Like, give me the power to see
you
and, like, to
Krampus
do divination.
You think Krampus has, like, powers to do divination? You think if Krampus had powers to do divination, he'd be stuck doing, like, the job of giving out coal to, like, evil kids? That's, like, the worst job ever. That's, like, literally the worst job ever.
Anyways, our next song.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We're
on our next song now. We actually played this artist last episode, but we liked her so much that we just had to come back for seconds. And
like
I still can't pronounce her last name. I think I mispronounced it the first time. It's
F-Y-S-X.
Fisks.
Yeah.
Potentially. Miss Rowena.
Sorry.
But, yeah, it's her song, Intentions for You. And we're just wondering, you know, like, what are Krampus's intentions for us for this Christmas? What are Krampus's resolutions?
What does he have for us? What does he have planned?
In the box. So, without further ado, here it is.
Misunderstood. writer,
listener,
dreamer,
music nerd,
want to cover artists,
visit venues,
write something,
events,
personal essays,
anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Okay, so that was Intention for You by Rowena Fisk. Again, we're not sure about that last name pronunciation, but Miss Rowena. Before we get into our last song for the episode, we just wanted to
say Dankeschön.
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 Oh my god, it's not gonna
come. Dunk on Sheen.
True.
Is there a Sheen factory that Krampus is working at?
Oh my god. Maybe that's why he doesn't fall in spring. You never know.
That's so sad.
This is the German word for favorite basketball player. Lieblingsbasketballspieler. That's all one word.
It's, you know who my favorite basketball player really is? Long. Jared McCain. Because he sings
you
and
resonate
dances.
With him.
I resonate him with a lot. I've been singing all day.
True. But yeah, our last song, Layla, do you want to let us know what's
right?
What's
so
up with-
the last song is like actually kind of a film slash movie. So like, maybe if you have the time, look up the video for it. You know, it's got like, I think Kiko Mizuhara from like Norwegian Wood and some other people, and it's more of an interesting concept, less about the actual music itself, but you know, an interesting song either way. And we just want to keep in with that theme of like sainthood and Saint Nicholas, but like not,
because it's all his fault for being a saint that Krampus has to do what he does.
Yeah, because it's really based off of a technicality.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Happy holidays to those who celebrate, and if you don't, hopefully it snows and you can enjoy some snow.
Yeah, some snow angels.
Yes,
I'm really excited.
Ice skating.
Definitely excited for some ice skating. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good luck with your finals, everyone. Yes. I guess by the time this releases, most of you will hopefully be
done
with your
finals.
Stay warm, stay safe, stay cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap that big scarf that we told you about a few episodes ago around your neck and protect it from the wind and protect it from Krampus. Because if you're not studying, if you're using like ChatGPT on your final exam... then they might Krampus might
Krampus
get you.
Will get
Krampus
you.
Will get you.
We're gonna tell him. But yes, enjoy the last song.
Thank you so much for listening, and see you next month back on Pandora's Box, where we will be discussing another myth slash legend slash folklore of our choice.
Yeah,
and we might be doing it live.
Yeah.
So actually, no, we won't.
Don't even worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't even worry about it. Yeah.
Don't you tell another to my heart, it isn't bulletproof from visions of you. Don't you know the way I feel? My mind, don't you read between the lines for what's real?
Forget 'em. I used to rule the streets. I was young enough to know that there was something to believe in. Now I'm tired of.
You're my saint, you're my saint, you're my saint, you're my sensation. You're my saint, you're my saint, you're my saint, you're my sensation.
You're my saint, you're my saint, you're my saint.
Don't you know?